Political Watch with Graham Richardson.
Good morning, Richo.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
That's good. I bet you at 11 o'clock yesterday you were sitting in front of the telly, were you not, waiting for the presidential debate?
Yeah, the old presidential debates, you have to watch them ever since they began. I think they've become such a big deal now. And in there's millions around the world watching them, hundreds of millions, actually. So it's quite fascinating. I love them.
Did you see the footage that different television stations showed of how many Americans? I mean, they were watching this debate in pubs with headphones, on planes, all over the place. It was a big thing in the States.
Big thing. It should be a big thing. We have them here, and I think everyone always, takes notice of them. That they are important, those debates, because they show you not just the depth of knowledge of people, but how quick they can be. When they're not quick, well, then suddenly you say, I wonder if this bloke's okay. And that's what I think people are doing with Biden. he's just so slow. It's terrifying, really. Trump's record is in flash, so I still think Biden will be re-elected comfortably.
Do you really? You think Biden will still be the candidate after yesterday's episode?
Well, it's very hard this late to replace him. It's very difficult. It isn't impossible, I'll grant you that, but it is very difficult. And I don't think they will. But, I think they probably should, because I don't think he's the man for the job anymore, if he ever was. He certainly isn't now. How do you get someone this late?
There was an article written today that said, spare a prayer this weekend for the poor souls who will be sent out onto America's television screens to insist that behind the scenes, when no inconvenient cameras are snooping on him, Joe Biden is really very sharp, switched on and youthful for his years.
Yeah, there's a whole team going to be out doing that. But I reckon the fervour with which they do it can't be getting any bigger. It must be getting smaller.
Do you think that it's really got to the stage where, I watched these two blokes like everybody else yesterday, and I thought to myself, this is just terrible that the United States of America, these are the two blokes that they are putting forward as their next president. One is a senile old man and the other's a criminal.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's pathetic. There's a whole lot of adjectives you could use to describe it. But I don't know how America got themselves into this position. But I can't believe that the Democratic Party can't have the heavies in the party can't get together with Biden and say, mate, it is time to put the kill on the rack. And I don't understand why they haven't. They just seem to let him keep going.
Richo, you know the background of all this sort of stuff, and I'm sure what happens in Australia also similar is reflected in the States. How much of the say as to whether Biden stays or goes, is it up to Biden?
Look, I still think the majority of the decision's up to Biden.
Right.
It's Americans revere their presidents, whether they're much good or not. They are revered. They are treated with great respect. And I think Biden deserves that. He's had 50 years, basically, of public life, mm-hmm. which is quite, no one's ever done that, had that many years up in the lights, and he has. And so I have a lot of respect for Biden because I think, that kind of longevity is so remarkable that you've got to doff your lid, as they say.
Well, the other big news story, I suppose, this week is that we saw Julian Assange land in Canberra. He's back in Australia. And boy, oh boy, there was Kevin Rudd, and he got on the plane and came back with him, and Kevin Rudd's copped a bit of stick about that. But did you know that a single Bitcoin donation worth nearly $740,000 was made to a Julian Assange's team after his wife's plea for help with funds. As we know, the Australian government gave them a bill for $783,000, I think it was, and they had to crowd fund that $783,000, and they did it very quickly, Richa.
Yeah, it was quite remarkable. I mean, Assange is a figure who is a hero to so many, but a villain to quite a few as well. And that makes it interesting. But I think what this has shown is that as far as the mob are concerned, many more of them support him than don't.
The opposition foreign affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham said that the Prime Minister's warm welcome in a phone call to Julian Assange was not appropriate. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't agree with that. I think, as I said, people can have different views of him, but what is the Prime Minister supposed to say? Bugger off?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't work for me.
Meta has doubled down on its threat to remove all news content from its platforms after refusing to renew a deal to pay for journalism. The global tech giant, which made more than $200 million in advertising revenue on Friday, was accused of blackmailing the Australian Parliament and trying to circumvent our laws. I tell you what, this is just getting very nasty. I mean, this is one particular story. And, of course, the other story is yesterday. Representatives from Meta said that, what they're doing is not affecting teenagers in reference to social media use.
Which is just nonsense. They've behaved appallingly, Meta, really. I think this is corporate behaviour of the worst kind. And I hope the government actually does something about it. I think they need to be restricted somehow because they're playing with people's lives in a way. I think it's ugly.
Graham, I remember years ago, I think it was Joe Hockey, when he was the treasurer, he came out and announced that they were going to be able to tax, the Metas and the Apples and the Microsofts of the world because we were missing out as Australians. We were missing out on so much tax. So since Joe Hockey and probably politicians before Joe Hockey were trying to work out how they could tax these huge companies that have the tax havens overseas, we still haven't been able to work it out, have we? And therefore Australia is missing out on an enormous amount of taxpayer money.
Yeah, it is. Although gradually those tax havens are being destroyed. That's the thing that if you can get unity amongst world governments, and you can occasionally, and I think on this you should, then you can do something about it, and we should do something about it. It stinks when you see this kind of situation exist.
The federal government's been accused of being weak for not stopping a trend of young criminals and vandals posting videos of their illegal activity online to gain notoriety. Hundreds of videos have been uploaded to social media showing illegal acts like theft, speeding and vandalism in the months after the Albanese government rejected legislation to ban the practice. Graham, why did the government do that?
I have got no idea, because I think it was so obvious that they should have, which is bizarre that they didn't. Sometimes governments just go off the rails, and that's what's happened here. I'm not going to defend Labor on this one.
Yesterday, Tony Abbott and John Howard were two names among 27 more Australians. Bill Cruz was in there, for goodness sake. Barry O'Farrell was another name that came to light. They're not allowed to go to Russia, Richo. Are you on that list, Graham?
Yeah, I've been on that list for years. I think I'm number 127 on the list the last time I saw it, and I've been on it for years. Because I keep calling Putin what he is, a murderous thug. And he doesn't apparently like that, so I'm off the Christmas card list, unfortunately.
Well, not only that, but you won't be able to get into Russia. And I just have no idea, that Tony Abbott or that John Howard or Bill Cruz or Barry O'Farrell, for that case, plus the other 20-plus people, were planning a trip to Russia in the near future.
Well, I'm certainly not.
No.
And I don't think any of them are. I mean, I think Putin is becoming a joke around the world, but it's a pretty sick joke. This is a bloke on $300,000 a year who's managed to get himself into the top 20 income earners in the world. How does that happen? I mean, ask yourself, how does that happen?
One comment that Joe Biden said yesterday, which we can all agree with, and he accused Putin of being a war criminal, and many would concur with Joe Biden that Putin is a war criminal.
I don't think there's any question that he is. I mean, this bloke is just rotten to the core, and the sooner the Russians themselves get rid of him, the better. Nobody else is going to get rid of him. I mean, no one's going to go to war over it, because it's war with Putin means a nuclear war, and no one wants that. So I think it'll happen, but it won't happen as quickly as it should.
A new report from the ACCC, this was a story yesterday, will show that the government's energy rebates reduced energy bills by 14% across the country. Now, the Treasurer said yesterday, we know from the ACCC, that our approach is working to take some of the edge off these higher prices. But in a different story from the ACCC, in the last couple of days, they have come out and said, at the moment, there are 273,000 Australian families that can't pay their energy bills, Richo. They are not able to pay the energy bills. They're on payment plans, all sorts of things. And these figures have gone through the roof in the last 12 months.
Yeah, I think power prices have got out of control. And the question is, what do you do about it? Always remember that our constitution limits what you can do about price control. In a way that, most constitutions don't. And so our governments are hampered. Whether they're Labor or Liberal, so I'm not making a political fight over this, are hampered by our constitutional position.
Richo, after crossing the floor to vote in favour of a Greens motion to recognise Palestinian statehood, the Labor Senator Fatima Payman has been accused, or asked, I should say, not to attend, or was asked not to attend the party's caucus meeting. Look, there's talk about, she broke ranks and she should have been expelled. Your thoughts on the matter?
Yes, expelled.
Expelled.
I think as soon as this is a rule that's been in place forever. And if you don't maintain caucus discipline, then you're going to find it very hard to ever govern. So as far as I'm concerned, out she goes.
So when you say caucus discipline, what you're saying is what is decided by the caucus sticks by the caucus, and you are not to cross the floor on any of these matters.
That's correct. That is the absolute core of our belief when it comes to governing. And you can't compromise on your core beliefs. You just can't. You've got to stick to them. You've got to show people that you're proud of them and that you'll fight for them. You don't just weaken because somebody wants to cross the floor. I don't care who the somebody is either.
Okay, so she wasn't expelled. Do you feel that was a mistake?
Yep.
What do you think will be her future?
Oh, she won't have much of a future.
I thought that, yeah. I thought that. So you can, go out on a limb and not be expelled, but by the same token, you may as well have been.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I doubt very much that she gets selected again. So, she'll make a big noise, but she won't make it for very long.
Anthony Albanese was asked a question by Peter Dutton this week in Parliament, and his answer was embarrassing, to be honest. He just waffled for 4.5 to 5 minutes and never gave an answer. And I think that many Australians thought to themselves, well, it's okay for, Dutton to come out and make pronouncements about, nuclear power stations at 7 different locations and have no costings. But when the Leader of the Opposition asked for the Prime Minister to give costings for these wind farms, for example, the one out from Illawarra or the one from Port Stephens, there were no answers either. And it was just waffle from the Prime Minister because he didn't have any costings. Do you think it should be mandatory that before we come up with these, wind farm plans or these small nuclear reactors going in old power stations, that they have to be costed?
Yeah, I think they should. Often politicians don't want them to be costed too early because they know it's going to be very expensive, and so they'll do anything to prevent a costing. Therefore, you should make it mandatory, make it impossible for them to get away with not having it costed. Because I think you've got to know the truth. The truth is pretty important, you can obfuscate and carry on, but you've got to tell the truth in politics.
Do you think that Mark Butler made a mistake in reference to vaping, the rules and regulations for vaping? I see that vape legalisation advocates say the coalition could raise $510 million a year in tax revenue under its plans to regulate the sale of nicotine products through retailers like supermarkets or convenience stores. Apparently, the Labor Party, Butler didn't get in touch or didn't speak to someone. I find it hard to believe, but apparently, with the announcement this week, they didn't speak to the pharmacies before they came out and said this is what is going to happen.
Yeah, look, it's bizarre, isn't it? I heard that and I thought to myself, well, I can't believe that would happen. The first thing you do is talk to the pharmacies. The very first thing. So if they didn't, it's a huge mistake.
I tried to get in touch with Mr. Toomey from the Pharmaceutical Guild. I think that's what they call it. We didn't have any luck in getting in touch with him. So I was going to... That was basically the question I wanted to ask him. Look, you talk to the government on a regular basis. Did they or did they not pick up the phone and talk to you about this?
I can't believe that they didn't. It beggars belief. But I'm not sitting there with them, so who knows? But I'm going to chase that up just because I'm personally interested. I'm finding it, you can't afford to get arrogant in government. It's easy to get that way. You've got all the power and all the tools to do what you want. And so it's easy to become arrogant. And I'm seeing some arrogant tendencies in the government at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that could cost them votes?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Enough votes?
I beg your pardon?
Enough votes? I mean, things seem to be very, very close at the moment between the two parties, and there only needs to be one thing happen for the other mob to get over the line, be it Labor or be it Liberal.
Yeah, Labor's got to be awfully careful about this, awfully careful. And I'm not sure they're being that careful at the moment.
Richo, let's talk football. Wednesday night. Boy, what a turnaround of affairs that was. I was just surprised, completely surprised with the result. Were you?
Yeah, it was. I don't think anyone picked that, did they?
No, not at all. And I had a couple of emails from people earlier this morning saying it's all rigged. It's all rigged. It's 1-1 and now they're going to have the final and it's going to be,
I don't believe that for a second.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, to rig a thing like that, you realise how many people have to be complicit. I mean, it would be ridiculous. No, I don't believe that. It's just the luck of the draw sometimes. But it just means that all of us are going to watch the last one, doesn't it?
It does. A great announcement from the Prime Minister, putting in more money for sport in Australia. It's well deserved, and a good use of taxpayers' money.
Oh yeah, I think putting money into sport is a terrific thing. I was fortunate enough once to be sports minister, and it's a great thing to be able to fund sport, even down to a junior level, and you're doing great things for kids. You're getting them out. They're healthy. It's just plus, plus, plus.
What was your title in 2000 at the Olympics?
Mayor of the Village.
Mayor of the Village. Now, that would have been a cracker of a job, I imagine.
Oh, it's a great job. It's a fantastic job. You see all these incredible stars walking past. It's just amazing. You think about the effort to feed them when you've got all these different cultures who all have different food cooked in different ways, and you have to manage to feed them all. It's a huge logistic exercise. I mean, you wouldn't believe how big it was.
pretty good job, though. I mean, Sydney was the Olympics to be involved in, and to be mayor of the village. Wow. We will be glued to our televisions for in the next couple of weeks in reference to Paris, will we not?
We certainly will. I think it'll be fabulous to seeing them race on the Seine. I think it'll be wonderful. And Paris is just such a marvellous place. It really is. I don't know there are many more iconic cities in the world than Paris.
Yeah, true. All right, Richo, I've got to go to the news. It's always great to chat with you, mate. Thank you for spending so much time with us. We appreciate it. We always love our little segments, and so does the audience, I might say. I regularly get emails before and after saying how good is Richo. So, mate, you've got your fans.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, mate. I'm a fan of Newcastle. I love the place. I spent a lot of time up there in the old days, and I'm very fond of it. So good luck to all of you.
All right, mate. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, Richo. See you, mate. Bye-bye. That is Graeme Richardson this morning in fine form.